You're listening to Lyrics Undercover. Case 75, Monster Mash by Bobby Boris Pickett and the Crypt Kickers. Coverville Media and the Denver Post proudly present Lyrics Undercover, taking you behind the lyrics of well-known songs to uncover the real stories behind them. I'm your host, Brian Ibbett. Thanks for listening. As a tribute to the late, great Bobby Boris Pickett, who passed away in April, today's special Halloween edition of Lyrics Undercover takes a look at the novelty hit he's known for, 1962's Monster Mash with the Crypt Kickers. We'll look at the history of the song and explore some of the trivia in just a moment, but first, a little background on Bobby Pickett. Bobby Pickett was born in Georgetown, Texas on February 11, 1938. As a child, Bobby spent most of his time at the movie theater his father owned in Somerville, Massachusetts. At the age of 9, Bobby saw Boris Karloff in the 1931 masterpiece Frankenstein and started impersonating the actor. Several years later, Bobby incorporated the impression into his stand-up comedy act, and later, as a member of the vocal group The Cordials, he would slip into the Boris voice between songs. He even performed a monologue of the actor during a version of The Diamonds' Little Darlin'. It became a popular part of their shows, and on a Saturday afternoon in September 1962, Bobby and fellow band member Lenny Capizzi composed a song that was a hit for that Halloween in 1962 and continues to be popular every time the holiday rolls around. That song is, of course, the Monster Mash.
I was working in the lab late one night when my eyes beheld an eerie sight, for my monster from his slab began to rise, and suddenly, to my surprise,
he did the mash.
He did the Monster Mash.
The Monster Mash.
It was a graveyard smash.
He did the mash.
It caught on in a flash.
He did the mash.
He did the Monster Mash.
Backing Bobby Pickett up in the song is a group called the Crypt Kickers, who, along with Johnny McRae and Ricky Page, included blues rock legend Leon Russell and Gary Paxton, who had his own novelty hit a few years earlier, with Alley Oop. The song was also inspired by the recent mashed potato dance fad.
From my laboratory in the castle east to the master bedroom where the vampires feast, the ghouls all came from their humble abode to get a jolt from my electrode.
The song incorporates a few cheaply made sound effects, including a nail being pulled from a 2x4, blowing bubbles from a straw into a glass of water, and some chains rattling on the studio floor.
They did the Monster Mash. The zombies were having fun. The party had just begun. The guests included Wolfman, Dracula, and his son. The scene was rocking, all were digging the sounds. Igor on chains, backed by his baying hounds. The coffin bangers were about to arrive with their vocal group, the Crypt Kicker Five.
In 1964, the Beach Boys performed a cover of the song during a concert, introducing Mike Love as Boris Love and changing the Crypt Kicker 5 to the Beach Boy 5.
Out from his coffin, Rex's voice did ring. Seemed he was troubled by just one thing. Opened the lid and shook his fist and said, "Whatever happened to my Transylvania twist?"
That's Bobby also adding an impersonation of Dracula star Bela Lugosi. The song spawned a veritable zombie horde of sequels and parodies, including a Christmas-inspired version called Monsters Holiday, which came out the same year as The Mash.
Now everything's cool, Drax a part of the band, and my Monster Mash is the hit of the land. For you, the living, this mash was meant to. When you get to my door, tell them Boris sent you.
Then you can mash.
Bobby Boris Pickett is the only artist in the history of the Billboard charts to chart with the same song three times. First in 1962, then in 1970, and again in 1973. Bobby even wrote a new version in 2005 that protested inaction against global warming, called the Climate Mash. We lost Bobby this last April 25th to complications from leukemia, but as long as there's a Halloween, his legend will live on in this song. That's going to do it for this edition of Lyrics Undercover. If you have a suggestion for a song that you'd like lyrically uncovered, send it to me at lyricsundercover@gmail.com. For Coverville Media, this is Brian Abbott. Thanks again for listening.